Back here on Sportsline on WBAL from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. The tarp, yes, out on the field. The players are long gone. I imagine Buck Showalter is still here. Ed Encina is in the house here. He's outlasted the world here, I am sure. Is it busy down there, Ed?
No, I think it's me.
Just you and a handful? Just a few people here left in the media. Well, we're rolling along here on Sportsline. A great opportunity to talk about the alma mater of one, Ed Encina, the University of Maryland in College Park. Get caught up on a lot of sports going on down there with our friend Keith Cavanaugh, the editor-in-chief of the Terrapin Times. Keith, what's going on?
Hey, Brent. I just heard your foreboding weather report there with possible snow tonight up here in Harford County. So not sounding good there, my man.
Yeah, not sounding good. I've heard rumors of sleet in the Baltimore City area. I'm not confirming that right now. We have our windows closed here in Radio 2, but they will play baseball tomorrow at 12:35 here. I can tell you that, Keith.
Well, good luck with that.
And also, I should mention that the first annual Ripken Cup, and we had on Coach Sheff from Maryland and Coach Gottlieb from Towson, that was canceled tonight. I don't know about a makeup date. They have a second game planned already in May between Towson and Maryland at Ripken Stadium in Aberdeen, right by you, Keith. But as far as tonight's game is concerned, obviously rained out.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And the Terps, cranking the top 25, long time.
Yeah, how about that, coming, Keith?
Yep, they really got the program turned around under Coach Frank. And, hopefully they'll make the ACC tournament this year. You know, not everyone goes, but it's been a while there as well. But, yeah, I'm hoping to catch that second game they play with Towson up here.
Yeah.
Ripken Stadium, that'll be nice.
And I talk about this with Coach. To me, that's the one program that probably really benefits from a move to the Big Ten. And they seem to be in a perfect position to make a big move in the Big Ten. If you can figure out the ACC, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah, you know, long time they've had the trouble being the northernmost school in the league for a while there. And, you know, recruiting and not having an indoor facility, all those things the southern schools have a great advantage of. But, you know, he's played small ball and brought in a lot of great fit type pieces. Had a lot of defections last year. You know, some big blue-chip type recruits, but it hasn't impacted them at all, and they've kept rolling here in year two. So pretty exciting times for baseball. And then, of course, last night, Alyssa Thomas went first in the WNBA draft. Tough game for men's lacrosse over the weekend, losing to Hopkins. But obviously a lot of basketball on the mind as well these days, and we haven't talked about the defection since the three guys checked out, and plus you're trying to replace Scott Spinelli as well now. So a lot going on in College Park.
All right, one at a time here. Let's start with Shaq Clear, Nick Faust, and Roddy Peters. Were you surprised?
Well, not at all about Shaq. You know, the rumblings had been there. I think last time we visited on the air, you know, I said look for some spring attrition, and I figured at least one front court and one back court player would leave. You know, just breaking them down, Shaq clearly just did not develop. You know, probably all-time in Maryland, probably the biggest miss in recruiting I've ever seen in
2020. Wow.
If not longer. You know, here's a five-star kid, played with the Houston Defenders AAU program, of course, with the Harrison Twins, much ballyhooed recruit, top 40 player. And unfortunately, he's followed the path of like Hassan Fofana, another four-star big man. It just didn't have feel, just didn't have instincts for the game, really. No back-to-the-basket type game. And then after year two, his minutes had gone down, and I'm not even sure he can be a starter in many places right now. He kind of got out of shape this year. Great kid, and he's got a good work ethic, but he's got to transfer down a level where he can find his niche. And then with Nick, you know, after 3 years of going through, you know, I think both sides just needed a change of scenery. You know, some of Nick's decisions with the ball, the basketball IQ, just the countless repetitive mistakes over the years and not progressing and advancing his game. I think he just needed a change of scenery. Then Roddy Peters, you know, he just wasn't doing all the things necessary to be a big-time college student athlete on and off the floor. I'll kind of leave it at that. But he needs to probably transfer either down a level or to a more up-tempo, fast-paced type system that will suit his game. He just really couldn't adapt in the half-court game. So, you know, the plus side, they added the 7-foot Slovakian last week, Michael Sikovsky, who's a cerebral 4-5 man who can put on the floor, create, face the basket, score. He can even drop out the 3-point range and knock down trays. So that was huge recovering there because they really needed a frontline boost. You know, losing Shaq, you know, even Charles Mitchell this month had been mulling his future. Now, I believe he will stay now. He's been working out with the team and doing all the things he's supposed to do. But, you know, obviously this is the second reboot Mark Turgeon's had in 3 years. You know, year one, he had to get rid of Terrell Stoglin, Ashton Panke, and Michael Parker, kind of start from scratch again, particularly up top at the one. Now he's saying goodbye to three guys here prematurely, but he does have a top-10 class coming in, five guys right now, Brett, and they could add another one or two additional guys this spring, and another transfer, maybe a fifth-year point guard to lend a little stability there and help Melo Trimble transition next year in at the one.
Are these decisions mutual, Keith? How does it work?
Yeah, you know, I believe, you know, Shaq was a very harmonious type parting, as you know, as well as these things can go. Nick, you know, he lost his starting job this year and been relegated to the bench and just had a lot of pressure on him, and he just was not coming through, and, you know, it was just not a great situation. And Roddy was more, you know, kind of self-inflicted, you know, by his own self, where he kind of made his bed and he had to leave. So, you know, you move, you go on, you know, Turgeon, he gets after it in recruiting, and they recovered there with the Sikorsky kid. And, you know, they're all over the place now during the open period, which is going on this month. So, you know, Melo Trimble hopefully will step in at the one. He's going to be a much more steadying, temperate type point guard, a true distributor type who I think is high, high basketball IQ, which will be much needed. So, you know, sometimes a change is needed, and I think the same can be applied to Scott Spinelli. I think it was probably just a change of scenery was needed both sides. He's returning home to Boston College, where his base is, and it's probably, you know, a good time for him to move on. You know, Beno Ranson has been mentioned with the a couple of jobs like Delaware State and Coppin. But right now, I don't see him getting either of those jobs. But right now, Mark Turgeon is trying to fill that Spinelli spot, and Kenny Johnson's a name who popped up prominently today, current assistant at Indiana, former Towson assistant, if you recall him a few years back. But he really helped make Team Takeover, one of the top AAU programs in D.C., a national power. And he's a great recruiter as well as up-and-coming coach, so he's a possible candidate. Dwayne Simpkins was also in the mix. One of the, you know, there's two openings in Maryland right now, Brent, not only the Spinelli lead assistant composition job, but also the director of basketball operations, Mark Turgeon, is trying to fill this month.
Yeah, interesting there with Dwayne Simpkins. He was at Towson for a while as well as a basketball operations guy. We were with Keith Cavanaugh, the editor-in-chief of the Terrapin Times. And Keith, switching gears to football, spring practice, the game, the health of the wide receivers, where are we with all of that?
Yeah, just one footnote. Dwayne Simpkins is going to stay. He's at UNC Greensboro, and he's going to stay put, though he was involved last week a bit in, you know, these two job searches. But, yeah, spring football game Friday night, despite the rain. You know, almost 10,000 people there. It was nice as they prepare to move into the Big Ten in July. No major cataclysmic injuries this spring, which is always good. And that night even, Brett, they got a commitment from a junior college, California junior college defensive back, Denzel Conyers, who's 6'3", 200, great size and range at Butte Community College in California. So pretty good night, you know, 50 recruits there or so, but wasn't a great night for CJ. Brian, you know, they weren't able to run all the offense. He wasn't able to run a lot of zone read and threw a few picks, and the weather was not great. But, you know, they got out of spring and a major, major injury to any top players. However, you know, there were a dozen top players who could not even play in that game, or the spring for the most part, Diggs and Deion Long and several linebackers. So it was kind of a watered-down version. But football recruiting has already started up as well. In addition to basketball, there's another open period. So, you know, all the staffs are kind of fanning out across the country right now.
As far as the health of Diggs and being ready to go, when the season actually begins?
Yeah, both he and Deion did individual work in the final week of spring ball, non-contact. They were running around, you know, running routes, catching balls, even returning punts and kicks. So they're all good to go. You know, the most problematic injury of the spring was Matt Robinson. You know, his shoulder re-aggravated, and he missed the balance of camp. But pretty much everybody else, anyone who, you know, who had missed the spring should be back by the fall. There's not going to be any lingering guys beyond backup nose tackle Nate Clark, who had knee surgery and might miss a little bit of August camp.
He is Keith Cavanaugh, the editor-in-chief of the Terrapin Times. Keith, great insight, as always. A lot going on in College Park these days.
Okay, well, good luck with baseball tomorrow there, Brent.
I think we'll play ball. It'll be cold, but I think we'll play ball tomorrow. That is Keith Cavanaugh. When we come back, we'll bring back our original topic tonight, that of Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball. 67 years ago, Jackie played his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. We'll revisit that next here on Sportsline.